direct Soweto mwenda makosuko
0530
Parafini Parafini Makota pela Makota pela ya unga unga wa kastoma Zipiango wa kastoma zipiango
Zikachitika Musavimberera kwa
on some village banking never know be like you've been wanting say no more for next days now na FNB group savings account saving na zero monthly fee but no charge up a quarter ni fee competitive saving rates hidden best for you bukumo yes flexible access yandalama mama ATM mama bangala na e-wallet yolo bangala na asset deposit yo drone dalama but you cannot remove a member how many members is your chief No, I need your physical meeting. I'll be tired. I want some members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving at the group, Papa just got better. Saving in a tap, I'm just got better. FND group savings account. FND group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kopo Kombon with Kombon Radio News. Kopo Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
3-year-old girl dies in a George compound house fire. Mofurila health practitioner urges residents to take proactive measures to help curb the spread of typhoid. In African news, a South African radio presenter among five charged over Russia recruitment plot. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. A three-year-old girl has tragically died in a house fire in Zingalume area of George compound, Lusaka, after being left asleep on a sofa when the blaze broke out on Monday afternoon. The deceased, identified as Adasa Kabwe, was alone inside the house when the fire started at plot number 60/9, Twikatane Road. Her parents, Moses Kawe and Mary Nkamba, had briefly left her sleeping when the incident occurred around 16:40 hours. According to Lusaka City Council LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba, the council's emergency response team received a distress call at 17:41 hours and arrived at the scene 14 minutes later, only to find that the fire had already been extinguished by neighbors using buckets of water. The fire resulted in partial damage to household belongings and the structure of the building. She said that due to hostility from residents, the Lusaka City Council Fire Brigade crew was forced to leave the scene before determining the cause of the fire.
The infant had been left sleeping on a sofa by her parents, Moses Kabwe and Mary Nkamba,
when the fire occurred at plot number 60/9 Twickertony Road, George Compound. The incident took place at approximately 1540 hours yesterday. Upon receiving the distress call at 1740, the Lusaka City Council Emergency Response Team arrived at the scene at 1755, only to find that the fire had already been extinguished by vigilant neighbors using buckets of water. The fire resulted in partial damage to household belongings and the structure of the building. The council urges the public to cooperate fully with emergency responders during such incidents.
Emufurila-based community health practitioner Dr. Alex Elwando has urged the residents to take proactive measures to help curb the spread of typhoid in the district. This follows a recent survey indicating that at least 12 people have been affected by the disease in Mufurila. Dr. Luando emphasized that a proper water reticulation and improved sanitation remain key in preventing further outbreaks of typhoid. He expressed concern that despite many years of awareness and development efforts, Mufurila residents continue to face challenges related to water and sanitation. Dr. Luando noted that this is a shared responsibility between the council and the community, but added that the health sector has stepped in because people have already started falling ill. He stressed that the health system will continue to treat affected individuals in Mufurila and other areas, but prevention must be prioritized at community level.
It's very unfortunate that in 2025 we are talking about issues of water and sanitation. We say that we are regressing. Now people are lining up on one borehole to fetch water. And you know, if you are fetching water to take home and you're walking long distance, yeah, so it's very, very unfortunate that in the 21st century, we're still talking about issues of water and sanitation. We're not in sanitation. And you know, since you're speaking, the health department is responding to this because people are sick. But strictly speaking, this is not a health issue. This is a planning issue. This is a council issue. It's an issue of the community. It's not a health issue. It has become a health emergency because people are sick. But otherwise, this is something that has to be prevented in the communities.
Mokoshi District Chairperson for People Living with Disabilities, John Kalunga, has expressed a gratitude to the government through the Department of Social Welfare for its continued support through the Social Cash Transfer Program. Mr. Kalunga said the beneficiaries are happy because the financial assistance has greatly improved their standard of living by helping them meet their daily needs and other essential expenses. He further appealed to government to continue supporting persons with disabilities through such initiatives.
Kwena ndiwa kutasha sana pafio ute kusuru wa social fare batu waliri yoku kupera social cash transfer kuwa avulisha ifilewa pantukwe kusuru nchilo wikashi wavo pakutira no one left behind. Ero tuchiritule kunkula panshi na kutotela ngawele imina ko na baba avulishe filewa theni so far nisho kutila government ye nataile tulekele shafie tulelomba futu kutuwa ile fine ve kanaka pantu eva ninefwe kavili eva tata.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Sialuwalo has urged the Kapirimponshi Local Authority to be proactive in preventing unplanned settlements, which tends to be an eyesore where infrastructure development is concerned. Mr. Sialuwalo emphasized the need for proper planning among council management staff to curb the growth of informal settlements, particularly in compounds. Mr. Sialuwalo highlighted the upcoming development projects poised to be established in Kapirimponshi, including the logistics hub, while stressing on the importance of setting aside commercial areas in a way that doesn't inconvenience the residents. He also called on the town council officials to improve on planning and administrative functionaries. Mr. Sialuwalo made the remarks when he toured Kapirimposhi on Friday to appreciate the various government development programs.
It really destroys the beauty of the state. It's better when they not say that is a compound, it is indeed a compound. This is high cost, it is indeed high cost, and the houses that are found in that particular area are of that status. So we need to be very proactive with the Kapiri Council, because you are